This call is being recorded.
So welcome, everybody. It's so exciting to have everybody on the call this evening. And I want to welcome particularly the TAFE leaders in training. We have Starla from Grand Forks and Roman from Vancouver and Monique from Surrey and Angie from Colorado. And so this is very exciting. I want to start off with our announcements. I have a few announcements that I do want to share. So first of all, the Nature Sunshine Convention is happening in Niagara Falls this year, October 19th, 20th, and 21st. I will be attending the convention, and my son will be attending the convention, along with several other people from the BC area. So it's an exciting time. This is when we educate ourselves and we come away with being renewed, refreshed, and with more education. It's very exciting. The second thing I want to announce is that on November the 8th, if you happen to be in the Kelowna area, Nature Sunshine is sponsoring an event. They bring a guest speaker. The guest speaker is Cindy Clement, a nutritionist, and she will be doing a presentation at the Ramada Inn in Kelowna. That's in the evening, Wednesday evening, November the 8th. So that may affect people like you, Starla. You may have some people that, and Donna and so on, that are here in attendance. Okay, write that on your calendar. And people in the Vancouver area, that would be like Monique and the Vancouver area, Nature Sunshine is sponsoring the event, and that's November the 10th, Friday. And that's at the Holiday Inn Express at Metrotown in the Burnaby, Vancouver area. There are also events in Calgary, and there are also events in Winnipeg, but I don't have those dates as yet. And if you happen to be in the Kelowna area on December the 2nd, we are having our annual Christmas luncheon, and that's at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. We have also some special guest speakers and a wonderful turkey dinner. And so if you're able to attend that, please let me know. And finally, I want to say that this evening, our speaker, Loretta, is not able to be in attendance on this call. We have to excuse her. And we send our love and prayer to her family. So first of all, I want to say that recently I've completed TAFE Team 37, and I'm going to share some of the results. And tomorrow morning, we're kicking off TAFE Team 38. Yahoo! Very exciting. And so, TAFE Team 37, here are some of the results from Artie. The body systems questionnaire score came down from 54 to 18, which is a significant improvement. Digestive system improved 5 to 2. Glandular improved from 10 points to 6. The nervous system from 6 to 4. And the intestinal system from 6 to 1. Mental clarity, control over thoughts and concentrations have improved a lot. Vitality and energy improved. Heart palpitations are gone. Warm feet most of the time. No cravings for sweets. Pain in the joints, cramps in the muscles are minimum and seldom. Lost 10 pounds. The body morning temperature has increased and the blood pressure is more stable. So congratulations to RD, and it continues. I developed very strong self-control over my healthy lifestyle, how to live my life well, and stay healthy. The program is very simple and easy to follow, involves personal participation and small effort, very suitable for most of the ages. I thank Donna for her effort to putting together the program and her strong desire for helping other people, and especially to those who lost their hope in life. The program and personal participation are changing lives of any person. The most healthy person should consider this program for the purpose of health maintenance and prevention. And Donna is on the call, and her BSQ dropped from 34 to 6. And I am just going to say, Donna, do you want to say hi? Are you there, Donna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to just give us your most amazing results? And so just go ahead. I'll let you talk for just a minute or two. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, well, I went off my meds, blood pressure pills, statins, antidepressants. Don't need them anymore. Feel quite a bit better. Lost about 8 pounds. Just love the whole thing, and I want to take it again because it's just so much information. And I just wish more people would sort of see the light.
Right. And I just wanted to say that Donna says she loves St. John's Wort. She says it's amazing. I call it a feel-good herb because you take St. John's Wort and it just makes you feel good. So I'm hoping everybody heard that information. Her blood pressure is normal and she's off the medications, off the statin drugs, off the antidepressants. She is on no more medications. Very cool. Focus has improved. Way more energy, she says. And her body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 34 to 6. Very exciting. Particularly from in the nervous system, big improvement from 13 to 0. And I want to share Dawn. She was on the team as well. Her body systems questionnaire scores dropped from 88 to 63. The reproductive system dropped from 11 to 5, a huge improvement. Digestive is 7 to 3. Intestinal is 7 to 3. The nervous system is 14 to 11. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she refused chemo and radiation. To date, she has lost 60 pounds.
I'm here, Donna.
Hi, Dawn, are you here? Awesome. There she is. Okay.
I'm here.
I'm reading your success story,
yeah,
Dawn.
Yay.
That's yay. Awesome. So there she is.
Yeah.
And she says her afternoon naps are no longer needed. Her heartburn is gone and there's no more. She doesn't use Tums anymore and she was using a lot of them.
A lot.
There you go. The diverticulitis is gone. The stomach aches are gone. No more gallbladder attacks. And the fibroids no longer bother me. Okay,
yeah.
So there's Dawn. Do you want to just share a couple of things about Taffy, Dawn?
I just loved it, and everybody should have it. Everybody. I mean, I just wish, you know, children could learn. You know, it would be a simpler thing, but I just really believe everybody should have it. It's just no two ways about it, really. You know, we're all a good, you know, we all support each other and we became friends and, what else? Just really good, just good energy. Every day I could tell my friends and family what I learned and I tell my mom, you know, read my stuff as I'm getting it because, you know, you can learn along with me and that's, but yeah, just feel a lot better.
Thank you. And Dawn also, I'm going to share this, Dawn also was able to help her aunt. And so her aunt says this, my shingles started on August the 5th this summer. I talked to my niece, Dawn, and she told me that she would ask her herbalist, Donna Roth, what she would recommend to help shingles. Dawn sent me an email with a list of supplements to take. I ordered the Nature Sunshine products on August the 29th. I received them 2 to 3 days later. As you know, the last 3 years have been full of grief, sorrow, and heartaches, and since January this year, I have just felt tired, just like a cloud over me. I knew I would come down with an ailment sooner or later. When I got a severe case of shingles, I realized I had to re-examine my life. It is a humbling experience. Since January, my diet has not been that great. But I immediately changed that, and with Donna's suggestions, once I started taking the supplements, I noticed a change in 2 days, particularly the nerve pain and the depth of the pain. And she took REX, so if you want to write that down, for pain for shingles, REX really helped with the nerve pain. She said, I still have the shingles rash. It is a dark purple, but in some places it is all gone. And that's from Dawn's aunt. And here is a little note beside it. Dawn says, my aunt canceled her trip to Norway because of illness and shingles. But now she is feeling better and she is going to her trip in Norway. And Dawn says, I am so happy for her. So here's the program for shingles for those people that know of someone who has shingles. We eliminate all sugars, all grains, all yeast products, starches, pop, alcohol. And we do Chinese mineral chi tonic, 1 ounce, 2 times a day. And we do HRPC capsules. We take them in high doses according to the information and label on the container. And that's 4 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day. This particular product happens to be, in the medical terms, antiviral. And we take REX capsules, 4 capsules twice a day for nerve pain. Now, externally for the shingles, we apply silver gel many times a day. So that is the program for shingles. So I thank you, Taffy grads. It's very exciting. And I just, before I pursue my talk on cancer, I want to share this letter. It's a powerful letter that I received from Jan. Dear family and friends, I just wanted to share with you the following results that I just received. Most of you know that I was diagnosed with double breast cancer along with 3 lymph nodes under my right arm. That was on October the 23rd. Now, that's 2 years ago. I felt very strong that I could heal my own cancer. I just needed to know why I got it and how to fix this. As it turned out, there is a way to live cancer-free as well as other diseases too. 2 years ago, I was given information of a lady right here in our little town of Kelowna who has helped many, many people with cancer, diabetes, heart problems, digestive disorders, obesity, liver problems, kidney, prostate, and so on. So what is cancer? It starts with an injury to the body that can come in many forms, such as a root canal in a tooth, or parasites, or toxins, underwire bras, etc. Inflammation. We have to address all the contributing factors to the inflammation that is obstructing the healing process. That would be leaky gut, candida, toxic teeth, household chemicals, and so on. Elimination. We have to increase the lymphatic system through the bowels and the kidneys by cleansing and detoxifying. Circulation. We have to increase body temperature by cleansing the blood. And infection. We have to cleanse the microbial infestation. And so what she says, now for the exciting results. She's a Taffy leader. She did Taffy. And she says, 1.5 months later, my immune system was functioning at 13, now 90. My adrenals were at 49, now 70. My pituitary was 41, now 90. My thyroid was 25, now 70. My liver is now at 80. My digestion was functioning at 42, now it's at 90. The free radicals were at 80, now down to 31. Mercury was 3, down to 2. Copper was 5, down to 2. Cadmium was 4, now 1. My yeast is gone. My hormones are balanced. The cancer is gone in the left breast. My body temperature went from 35.3 to 36.8. My weight dropped from 160 to 143. My blood pressure is normal, 122 over 65. Once again, this is only 1.5 months of working at cleaning out my system. So I wanted to share that with you, and I'm going to move into discussing cancer. However, having said that, if we understand cancer, then we can understand all other diagnosed diseased conditions because they all have the same root causes. And the root causes are a nutritional deficiency, a toxic overload, mental and emotional stress, and physical trauma. So we address cancer by using the 5 or addressing the 5 different pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And we can even add a 6th pillar, and that is psychological support. particularly if you happen to do taffy. And I think anybody who wants to overcome any kind of harsh disease condition needs to register for taffy. The first thing I want to do is define cancer. How can we address a disease if we really don't know what it is? And it took me a long time to figure it out. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made because there is an oxygen and a nutritional deficiencies. And the cell walls in that inflamed, toxic, injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So we can take this apart. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. One thing we must absolutely know is that cells do not randomly replicate in our bodies. They follow the laws of nature. They only replicate when they have to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall said cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells divide when there's a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells, in order to be replicated, need the fundamental, basic, required nutrients. And that's not happening when there is cancer. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication simply cannot take place. And number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing the inflammation and preventing the oxygen and nutrients from reaching the injured area. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, mutates the cell, and we have a continuous replication of fungal cells, which we call cancer. So it's actually a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or inner skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I'm hoping you have the picture. So everyone who has cancer should be on this call. Everyone who has Parkinson's should be on this call, or multiple sclerosis. And all those women who are suffering from infertility difficulties need to be present on this call. I want to move into explaining injury so that we start to understand how it all unfolds. Oftentimes we get hung up on that word injury, and we think in terms of physical injury, such as a fall or accident or a blow. But physical injuries or injuries can come in many different forms. An injury could come from exploratory surgeries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breasts. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns can cause injury. Chemotherapy can cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Presently, in our present-day grains, there are these anti-nutrients called lectins that are known to poke holes in the gut membrane, cause leaky gut, and escape into the bloodstream. And they make the blood sticky and heavy. Once there are holes in the gut membrane, then we have foods which are not properly digested, and they escape through these holes in the gut membrane into the bloodstream. So I just want to take a minute here. Oftentimes, blood analysts have reported that there are these undigested protein particles in the bloodstream. And the whole principle of the protein particles goes back to, well, this is meat and we should stop eating meat. I'm here to say meat does not cause leaky gut syndrome. The grains cause the leaky gut syndrome. The lectins in the grains cause the leaky gut syndrome. So now undigested protein particles and other food particles escape into the bloodstream where they do not belong. So I wanted to clarify that. Present-day grains also have phytates in them. These are also anti-nutrients that are scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and deplete many minerals. Now we think of an accumulation of toxic debris in the cervical area. If there's an accumulation of toxic debris, that will invite viruses such as human papillomavirus, which can cause an injury to the cervix. The whole principle here is not to get a vaccine for this, which puts more toxins into your body, but to cleanse your body of the toxic debris and clean that out. And once that morbid waste matter is cleaned out, the virus simply goes away. An injury can come from nutritional deficiency. So think about chapped lips. That's usually a sign of an omega-3 deficiency and maybe even a sign of lack of water. Mm-hmm. In my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has, by the way, sold over 5,000 copies, there is a specific agricultural study that was done by agricultural scientists who did a nutritional analysis of foods that were grown in soils of 1941. And then this particular analysis was repeated on the foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And there was a huge and alarming difference in the nutrient values of all foods. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit had 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. And there is a whole list of different foods whose nutrients and minerals had a significant depletion. Now, way back there in the 1860s, it was Antoine Bichamp that stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element, if there is a deficiency, think of one mineral element, immediately morbid waste matter will start to accumulate. Just recently on Saturday, I listened to Dr. Kathy Dean's presentation, and lo and behold, most of our body has a mineral content. And I don't remember the exact statistics, but I'm going to say 90% of our body is minerals. So think of the significant factors minerals contribute to your body's health. Dr. Linus Pauling, he was the father of vitamin C in the 1970s. He said, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. So we start to see how a mineral deficiency can cause an injury internally in our body. We are also afflicted with lack of omega-3s. Lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen that get into the cells, thereby causing injury to the cell walls. There was a study done with a certain breed of cat that were induced with cancer. They were fed a high amount of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid, the cancer cells were exploding and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. When we look at the study of Dr. Hulda Clark and her book, Cure for All Cancers, we discover that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Why? Toxic debris internally invites a parasite. So think of the prostate, perhaps, which is a vulnerable area for a parasite infestation, particularly if there's an accumulation of candida. That parasite can eat through a membrane internally, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Dr. Scott Livingston and Dr. Siebert, they found microbes in every cancer case. Let's think about this. If there is a toxic, unhealthy environment, then microbes can grow in that environment, thereby causing an injury internally. Dr. Versandahl, Simoncini, Lustig, they thought that cancer was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar and starches, which convert to sugar, various drugs that we take, antibiotics, the legumes and grains that we're eating. And that candida yeast is known to poke holes in the gut membrane, thereby causing leaky gut, and it escapes into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy, impeding blood circulation and impeding the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida is also known to produce xenoestrogens that feed cancer. Candida xenoestrogens also destroy the function of the thyroid, whose job is metabolism and iodine sources essential for radiation absorption. So we start to see the effects of those xenoestrogens on the thyroid. The thyroid malfunctions, metabolism slows down, and the iodine sources are inadequate for radiation absorption. Xenoestrogens scramble up all the hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. That candida and the xenoestrogens also weaken the collagen production of inner membranes and weaken inner inherent weak organs and tissues. All of us have been taught that it's safe to use antibiotics. So I want to talk about antibiotics. Using antibiotics robs the good natural intestinal flora from the bowels and the entire intestinal tract and all the fluids in our body are affected by the antibiotic use. Antibiotics are known to cause leaky gut syndrome. They also get into the bloodstream. I know that three of my cancer success stories got a second bout of cancer, and I discovered why. Each one of them had taken antibiotics in high doses, and within 3 weeks of doing so, they developed cancer once again. Having said that, they repeated their program and they were able to overcome their cancers the second time round. So I just want to say, what do we use as an antibiotic replacement when it comes to therapeutic nutrition and plants and herbs? My favorite one is cat's claw combination. However, if you read the label on cat's claw, you will discover that it says, take 4 a day. That may be fine if it's a low-grade infection, but if you happen to have a serious infection, you would triple that dosage, taking 4 cat's claw combination 3 times a day. Cat's claw combination can heal just about any type of infectious condition in your body, including ulcers and Crohn's disease and funguses and cancers and all kinds of bacterial infections, simply because it is known to open up the lymphatic system and get the poisons to drain out through our natural elimination channels. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. As a matter of fact, she was a scientist that worked in a laboratory in the 1950s where she injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And that mixture also included heavy metals like aluminum and mercury and so on. And she injected the hamsters, and she discovered that these hamsters all got various types of cancers and tumors. She was horrified. She reported this finding to her colleagues, and she warned them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957, she was fired. This is 2017. We have an epidemic of cancer. Recently, Health Canada announced that 1 in 2 people are diagnosed with cancer right here in Canada. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about what sugar does to your teeth. It robs the calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities. Well, then, if it does that to the teeth, then what do you think it's doing to your internal organs? So in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and he noticed that all of them were getting cancer. So he repeated this type of observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings, proving that sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Once again, Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931, received a Nobel Prize when he proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. And since then, there have been various others, renowned doctors, that have proved the connection between sugar and cancer. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals that we find in vaccinations and fillings in our teeth. These toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They cause havoc to inherent weak organs. They're also known to cross the blood-brain barrier. They cause inflammation. They impede blood circulation. They slow down they drop the body temperature. Dr. Hamer stated that injury comes from strong emotions. We've all experienced those strong emotions, that anger, or perhaps that unforgiveness. I'm so mad at my neighbor. And we've all experienced that flow of acids in our solar plexus. What do you think those acids do to your internal membranes? They can eat away at your internal membranes. So there's a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, what's eating you? So one thing we know that cancer absolutely starts from an injury, and it requires a framework of nutrition. So the stem cells can repair and heal the injured membrane for you. What happens when there's an injury? When there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury, and that current of injury will set up an electromagnetic ionic field that triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and every gland of our body, and their purpose is cell replication. They initiate the process of healthy cell replication to repair an injury. Well, what happens when they need to repair an injury and they need to make some good healthy cells? They then look for the fundamental building blocks. We all know what they are. They need to have minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. And if all the building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can replicate healthy cells, repair the injury, and at this point, the whole process of cell replication stops and the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, imagine what happens when one of the building blocks is missing. Imagine what happens when we don't have enough minerals or oxygen. Then healthy cell replication cannot take place, with the consequence of a continuing current of injury from the brain to the injured area. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and plenty of essential nutrients. I also want to just mention at this particular time the whole idea of medical marijuana. I do have a concern about it because I do know that medical marijuana slows down the nerve activity. So think about medical marijuana slowing down the message from the brain to the injured area. That's why I have questions regarding internal use of medical marijuana. I want to talk about inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, poke holes in the gut membrane, escape into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy, and this puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. Now, such a weight on the capillary walls dilate the little tiny openings in the capillary walls, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, candida, heavy metals, undigested food particles, and so on, to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood contains blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport oxygen and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. When there is an opening, these openings in the capillary walls dilate, then the blood plasma proteins start to leak out as well. This was work that was done by Dr. Samuel West. And these blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have the first step of inflammation, which is a swelling created by the trapped blood plasma proteins, the sodium, the water, and this accumulation of toxic debris. Your body is amazing. That's not even a problem if you have a lymphatic healthy system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is near the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the bloodstream. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, takes the excess sodium and toxins, neutralizes much of this toxic debris, and dumps the rest out through the natural elimination channels involving the liver, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and even the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system when over a period of time we're loading it up with lectins from grains, antibiotics, drugs, acids from emotions and stress, mercury from fillings in our teeth, and heavy metals from vaccinations and flu shots and toxic chemicals and free radicals and so on. Just imagine that. You can start to see how that poor lymphatic system over a period of time will start to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and all these toxins over a period of time. That leads to chronic inflammation where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. Again, I mentioned Dr. Otto Warburg, who discovered that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation. Fermentation is fed by sugar, and fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. And all of this toxic debris in a low oxygen environment is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus, and so on to start breeding. This is when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So now we have a continuous replication of genetic defected or genetic defected mutated cells instead of healthy cells. We start to see that cancer in no way is a genetic disorder or a genetic illness. You're not born with a gene that will give you cancer sometimes in the future. So having healthy breasts removed to prevent breast cancer does not work here. It makes no common sense. Again, the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cells, and we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells, which we call cancer. That's it. If we understand that, we can prevent cancer from happening in our body. If we understand that and we happen to be diagnosed with cancer, we certainly can overcome cancer. But here's the catch. No one can overcome your cancer for you. You have to save your own life and overcome your own cancer. So what do you do if you want to overcome cancer? Stop feeding your cancer. Eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches, alcohol, pop, monsters, and I don't know, all those energy drinks that are loaded with sugar. Just don't have any of those things. Then eat the right foods. We eat grass-fed meat here. Lamb, buffalo, fish, eggs, all kinds of vegetables. And there's all kinds of seeds and all kinds of nuts loaded with omega-3s. We can have berries, which are high in antioxidants. And even if you are eating the right foods, you do not have enough nutrition to help your body overcome that cancer because of our depleted nutrients in the grocery store-bought foods that we rely on. This is where we make 2 to 3 smoothies a day. And we rely on superfoods from Nature Sunshine that have been quality controlled and have had a nutritional analysis done. And what do we put in our smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and also tonic herbs to feed your entire glandular system. Aloe vera juice. Collagen Plus, which is bioavailable amino acids. Collagen powder, which is essential because candida is destroying the collagen in the membranes. Spirulina or green zone for the essential phytonutrients. Solstic Energy, which is Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana. Excellent for breaking up sticky, heavy blood, or we call it agglutination. Flax Hall lignans, which bind those toxic xenoestrogens. And we can add berries and water and just blend it up, and it always tastes delicious. This smoothie replaces the need to do juicing. Juicing means you're buying apples, carrots, beets. Those are very high in sugar content, and they contain little nutrient value compared to this high power smoothie from Nature Sunshine with superfoods in it. You know, Dr. Alexis Carroll in 1912 was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 30 years simply by feeding them a mineral rich clean water solution every 48 hours. This is the significance of those minerals. Then we add super omega-3 to make the cells pliable. So oxygen moves in, toxins move out. We also take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is lost by those toxic phytates that we have been consuming from, and they're found in present-day grains. Then we address inflammation. This is where we drink lots of water. We're 78% water. We need to drink water. And chlorophyll in the water helps to add extra oxygen into the bloodstream, and it has the ability to bind some of the heavy metals. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, scientifically known to bind toxic lectins. So we're cleaning the blood out. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach to digest undigested food particles in the blood. Protease plus enzyme is a designer enzyme. It's known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells and tumors. And as everybody knows, I love cat's claw combination. It opens up the lymphatic system and gets the poisons and toxins to drain out through the natural elimination channels. And we need to address the root causes of the inflammation or the sources of your own personal inflammation. This is where you can do one of two things. You can contact me and book a consultation. My fee is $100. Or you can register for TAFI, which is the course that I recommend highly. You need to address your own personal sources of inflammation in order to overcome cancer or to prevent cancer from happening. We need to increase circulation and body temperature. Cancer does not live and cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. One way to do that is to increase blood circulation by using our Designer MC tablet. It's the most incredible oral chelation tablet that I've ever witnessed. It cleans out heavy metals like lead, iron, mercury, aluminum. It cleans out metabolic wastes, toxic triglycerides, and increases oxygen flow. And when that blood is flowing, that body temperature will come up. Then we activate elimination. This is where we can use LBS2 or the new one called Purify that was put on the market recently by Dr. Matt Tripp. Nature Sunshine calls it Purify, and it's a combination of chlorophyll and psyllium and other ingredients to increase bowel activity, but to also help to bind toxic heavy metals. And it also has the ability to balance the microbiome in your entire intestinal tract. When the microbiome in your intestinal tract is balanced, so are the rest of the fluids in your body balanced. Your cerebral spinal fluid becomes healthier, and your brain thinks better. The fog goes away. The depression leaves. Using probiotic 11 in high doses for 2 or 3 bottles, taking about 8 to 10 once a day in the evening, makes a huge difference to bring your microbiome back into balance. And then we address the cancer infection. Remember, cancer is a fungal problem, so we use antifungal herbs. One of them is papaw. This was discovered by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. It grows in eastern United States, and the active ingredient in papaw is acetogenins that are extracted, and that's what papaw is. It's extracted acetogenins. Dr. McLaughlin studied it for over 20 years, and he said this: it is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. It's a powerful herb to clean out cancer cells and the debris that feeds the cancer cells. It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It destroys the fungal cells, gets into the cancer cells, and causes apoptosis. And we work on increasing stem cell production. I hope everybody heard that. We can increase our own stem cell production by using the herb called astragalus. It's also found in cat's claw combination. There's a little bit in mineral chi tonic. And also using Silver Guard. Dr. Becker did a lot of science to discover and prove that silver in its ionic form is increased in the bloodstream with the use of silver. The stem cells will increase with the use of silver. So I just want to say that my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, houses about 60 cancer success stories. There's a whole lot more. There's hundreds of them now. This is a movement. This is common sense going back to the laws of nature. You can heal your own body, but you need the education to do that. And I'm going to turn the recording button off so that you can come on and ask questions. So just give me a second.